This is Biga the Oda Gal Podcast. Thank you, Zero Bass, for the opening song, Trippy Trigger. Hey, it's Biga, back again. Got some really, really exciting news. Genshiken, yeah, you know that show I'm addicted to, that manga I'm addicted to. If you haven't read the manga, listen to the complete manga episode, because I reviewed the entire thing. Oh yeah. It's going to be a side story manga coming out in Japan on the 23rd of January. But needless to say, this is in Japan, and I'm not even sure if people even do fan translations of books. If they do, someone let me know. Or either that, or I have to learn Japanese on the quickness. Or, like, find some sort of Japanese-speaking friend to read it to me. Like, here, read me bedtime story. Read me chapter 3 of the Genshiken side story. Da-da-da-da. The book is called Genshiken Hanyu Ranchin no Yabo, Return of the Otaku. I'm not even sure if I said all the Japanese right. I'm such an American. But anyway, I'm looking forward to this big time, even though I won't be able to read it, because I'm American. Oh man, I need some sort of translator. If I was rich or something, I'd buy it. Then I would have, like, somebody read it to me. Just like I was saying before, read it to me as a bedtime story, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we got the inner shiz is locked, and we got today's show, which is gonna be a lot of talk about the show. Now, the inner shiz, oh, mans, this is awesome. Whoa, I just said oh, mans. I caught the Geek Knights. Ah, shit. Anyway, you've heard of AMV Hell. I mean, if you've been listening to the show, you already know about AMV Hell. And if you spend time watching AMVs or are a big AMV freak, you know about AMV Hell. And if you like Xbox, FPSs, and Halo, you know about Halo. Now, what happens when you mix the two in some sort of strange video? HMV Hell. Halo Music Video Hell. It's 9 minutes long, and it has some really funny stuff. Like, my favorite part is Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go! And, you know, it starts out very cute, ends on a really good video, a bunch of shit in between that, oh man, if you like Halo and AMV Hell, you're gonna love this. I really LMAO'd badly. LMAO'd. Oh my god, I caught the internet speak. Man, I'm catching everyone's catchphrases today. I gotta make up my own. Anyway, HMV Hell, it's on the site. Just watch the video there. Or if you could, I guess it's up for download somewhere. Do a Google search. You find everything through Google. Google FTW. And now it's time for the main point of this show. Going to be kind of short, but then again, I always say that it still clocks in at 20 minutes, so we'll see. If you've been listening for a while, you remember this thing I said early on in the show, that it wouldn't matter if I had 500 listeners or just 5 listeners. As long as I enjoy this, I'm going to keep doing it. And let me tell you this, I really enjoy doing this. I like the community around it, I like the things I'm learning. I like talking because I talk too damn much in real life. Be thankful that you're not around me on a regular basis. I might talk you to death. Oh man, my aunt used to say I had diarrhea in the mouth, so this podcasting thing's kind of working out for me, you know? Now, also, if you've been listening to some of the older episodes, it was a rough start. Some things I should have learned before I done this. Some things I did learn and tried to avoid them, but I still kind of fell into it because I'm dumb. But yeah, I mean, I have an ambition, huge ambitions, to evolve, to get better. Better, stronger, faster, you know, the Daft Punk song, whatever. But yeah, I mean, with the Christmas money that I'm getting, I'm going to get a better mic. Because I did have a Logitech mic, but it was kind of busted, thus all the popping and crackling of the earlier episodes. And I have this Logitech headset I'm using as we speak. But, you know, I want a mic and pop filter because P's, T's, duh. Yeah. And maybe one day, when I actually get really good and figure out how to use this, a mixer. Yeah, I know mixers can really help with audio quality. It's just that I don't know much about mixers. And when Rim from Geek Nights put a picture of his new mixer on the FRC forum, I was like, oh my god, it looks overwhelming and scary. Are all mixers like this? OMGs. Running away. But, I'm starting out small. I'm still kind of a noob compared to most. But I'm still trying hard. Yeah! I don't even know why I did that. I do have a lot of plans in store. Like, I made a Google Calendar with a bunch of episodes already planned out. And stuff I'm going to review. And no, you can't see the calendar. Na-na-na-na-boo-boo. I'm going to make a new logo for the site as well. I mean, my little icon I've been using for years is all well and good, but you know, I don't have an official logo. And I've been drawing some stuff out. I mean, I can do a logo. I've been in class for that type of thing. Commercial art, or was it commercial illustration? Either way, I had fun doing the logos and stuff, and I have a bunch on my wall from class. And I might make a new variation of one of those, or make something completely original for the site, so you'll probably see that soon. Also, in 2008... Why do I sound like some sort of preview? I sound like a freaking preview. But also in 2008, some episodes I know some people will be looking forward to, like the Yaoi episode, the second hentai episode. The hentai episode is the most downloaded episode ever. That's gone over at least maybe 200 downloads, last I checked. I'm serious, man. You guys are pervs. All of you. Fucking perverts. Like I could talk. I'm the one who made it. But yes. More movies. More games. Less bullshit. And maybe some new people on the show. Hopefully. And I'll get new equipment, of course, for audio quality. I already talked about that. And actually, I've been working on something. I've been working with Dreamweaver a lot, and I'm actually planning on making a site. You know, just making a site for this from scratch. It'll also look good on my portfolio. And I always wanted to make a site. But it does seem a bit hard so far. But I can get through it, for I am Vega. Roar! Also, if you've been paying attention, you noticed a little bit changes on the regular site. The site now. If you noticed, I put up a voicemail number. It's 206-222-1902. Basically, if you don't feel like emailing, commenting on the Blogspot page, joining the forum, then just pick up the phone, leave a voicemail, and of course it's going to be played on the show. So say if you want to yell at me because I said something wrong, but it's hard to convey your anger towards me in word form, just speak about it, and then I'll play it. Then I'll probably, like, argue with you back that way. But yeah, I haven't ran into any haters yet. Just constructive criticism from cool podcasters like Tenshi Kazei and Karaoke Ninja. Well, that's a screen name on Dave and Joel's forum. And yes, I'm definitely going to up the sound quality. That's something I really, really want and need to do. Besides, I'm in episode what now? A lot. And it's kind of embarrassing to still have audio problems and be on episode a lot. I mean, I did hear of a podcast that was still like that after episode 50. And I was like, I do not want to be that. But then again, when you compare this episode to, like, the first episode. Oh, the first episode. I should erase that from the feed. I should just take it out so no one will ever listen to it again. Ever. I have noticed that some podcasts just disable their early episodes. I always thought, man, that's dumb. Man, how are you gonna forget your roots and blah, blah, blah? I see why. I am not gonna berate any podcast that does that anymore. I understand now. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I love you. Alright, it's not like any of them listen to this. Well, none of the ones, like... Well, yeah, none of them are going to listen to this. But, yeah, besides that, on the side I got the review index. Basically, if you're trying to see if I reviewed a DVD or not and don't want to go through the entire archive, just go to the review index. Click it, see the list of stuff I reviewed. Got a section for anime, manga and comics, and just basically topics I've done. Topics on, say, music, PC gaming, Cthulhu, whatever. So, check that out. And besides that, that's all that's new lately. Also, if you want to ask a question, say if you want something to know about anime, in my forum I have a thread called Ask Vega, and I always want to do one of those question shows. Since there's like a big lack of them, I'm not going to do one anytime soon. Also on Anime Digest, another site that I blog for, I do the same thing for the people of that site. So, yeah, check out Anime Digest, ask a question there, my email's up down there. Or ask a question and I'll do a question show. I might merge the two. It depends on how many I get. So, yeah. In 2008, there'll be a whole lot more stuff. Once I get my quality a bit more up, and maybe find, well, I shouldn't spoil that for you. You'll see soon enough, or you'll hear soon enough. That's a little bit of news that's for another day. Mwahaha. But yes, in 2008, there's going to be a whole lot more con going. Of course, KatsuCon's coming up soon. I actually missed a deadline to do panels for it, because I was going to do the anime Name That Tune for it, and a yaoi panel, but, well, not just any yaoi panel, but I'll talk more about it once it happens. But at the time, I couldn't think of any ideas for panels. Plus, I haven't really came out my shell concerning them yet. Not until, like, I did one at Annie Minicon. So by the time I thought of some ideas, it was too late, and that sucked. But I can tell you this. Some of the panels are going to be really hot this year. Especially some hosted by this podcast called Geek Nights, which I'm addicted to. I suggest checking out panels that really have to do with them, because, oh man. Oh great, I said oh man's again. What the fuck? And also in 2008, I might hit up Anime Mid-Atlantic. Oh man, there's actually some news about them. They switched their hotel. And that's why I'm kind of thinking about it. I mean, they were going to be in Crystal City, which was perfect because that's in Virginia, right outside of DC. I could take the metro and I was going to hit up that con big time with some stuff once they announced panel applications and stuff. But then the Hyatt gave them the kick in the balls and said, oh, we accidentally double booked you. Well, we like these other people better, so kick out. I mean, they gave them the Sparta kick, which was fucked up. So they had to move back to Virginia Beach. Well, I heard they were in Richmond before, but they moved to Virginia Beach, which I hear is a nice hotel. But being that it's farther away, I might not do that con. But you never know. I mean, it's June. It's 6 months from now. Things could change. And, of course, I'm be doing T-Mode again. I know. If you listen to the T-Mode episode, you're going to be like, what? Vega, why are you doing T-Mode again? Well, it's small, and small cons do have its some coolness, like getting the chill of guests anytime and a relaxed atmosphere, even though it was kind of poorly managed, and the dealer's room and gaming room were super small, and everything was super small. But it seemed like something that I could easily do a panel for. Maybe 2-3 panels. Plus, when you hang out with friends, you make the fun. You know? Otakon, of course. Aw, man. It'll be a cold day in hell if I miss Otakon. Aw, Otakon. I might do something for Otakon, I'm not sure. 9 times out of 10, I will be doing something for Otakon. Hopefully, they'll accept me. Hopefully. Because Otakon, they got their crap straight. They always have their shit straight. Well, not always. But a lot of things I notice they had straight. Like this year? Well, not this year. Last year? Well, it's still 2007, so I should say this year. They had a new format, which made the con much easier to guide through. And some of the panels weren't as bad as con panels usually are. I hope when I start doing the con circuit, doing panels, I won't suck balls. But yeah, I have something really big planned for Otakon. I wanted to do it at KatsuCon, but too late for that. And 9 times out of 10, I would be doing it at this other convention, Anime USA! You already know I'm very impressed with that con, and I really love that convention. Anime USA is like fall KatsuCon for me. It's my new baby. And volunteering at it was really fun, so I'll be doing the same thing. If not, hopefully I could probably be staff at that con. I know. What are you getting into? I talked to the guy who was head of video programming, who I dealt with more because I was running a lot of video rooms. Yeah, he told me about his 27 hours of awakeness. Yeah. That just made him indifferent to whatever antics I pulled. Because this one time, it was a 30-minute gap in programming. And I didn't want people to walk in, see an empty room, and just walk out. Plus, I was bored. I didn't want to sit in a dark room for like 30 minutes. So, I put on an anime that was shown earlier, just the first episode of that. Because one of the people in the audience was like, you know, since there's a gap, can you please show blah 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 from earlier? Because I missed it. And I was like, you know what, why not? It's a 30-minute gap, and it's only like a 24, 25-minute show. We have time to do that. Then he walked in and was like, hey, what do you do, duh, duh, duh? I was like, 30-minute gap, blah, blah, blah. Okay, make sure the next show start time. I don't care, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. Take that. So, yeah, Anime USA is on my list, definitely, along with Otakon, KatsuCon, and T-Mode. Anime Mid-Atlantic is still on the fence. And I also might try some stuff that isn't conventions. I always wanted to go to the Mocha Arts Festival. It's in New York, and I could just do a whole day trip out of it. Only spend some time for a few hours. The Chinatown bus is really cheap, so it's not like it's a problem getting to New York and getting to the Mocha. I'll probably ask one of my New York peoples to guide me. But anyway, yeah, I want to check that out and talk about it on the show, of course, and get tons of comics. I love indie comics. I really don't like the superhero comics that much, except for Batman! Batman! I already went on Batman yesterday. Batman! But, yes. And we have something similar to the Mocha Festival down here, which I have to check out. I forgot the name of it, so I'll have to Google search that. And just little events in the city, like the RPG galas, the RPG gaming meetup has. I missed the December one because I was dead tired from staying up till like 4 a.m. the previous night watching Haruhi and AMV Hells and stuff with friends that I just couldn't get up in the morning for it. So yes, but I'm going to the January RPG gala. So I'll be covering that soon. Oh yeah, the Sakura Matsuri this year. Well, 2008. I went last year. It was awesome. I wish it wasn't so late to talk about it. And those are my plans for 2008. Yes, but there's also a secret ambition of mine that I hope to achieve someday through this podcast. I can't really say since it's a secret, but someday you'll find out. I'm just really happy doing this. And I'm really glad some of you actually listen. I was surprised when I even met Laz, who really liked the show, and if I ever meet anyone else who likes the show at a convention, I'll be kinda, whoa. I wonder if the words for it is surreal. I don't think so. I'm not good with words, am I? Well, anyway, I hope 2008 will be awesome! And thanks for listening for the last few months. Alright, I'm out of here. Cue the ending music. You've just listened to Vega the Oda Gal. Please go to vegatheodagal.blogspot.com for all the show notes, links, and video. Also in the links, our forums. Thank you, Queshai, for the closing theme. Also email me at vegatheodagal@gmail.com or leave a comment on the Blogspot page. Also, people, remember, there's no such thing as too much anime. Laters.